Let's recap some Saturday high school basketball action locally. In girls' hoops, it was Adair Casey beating Guthrie Center 52-43. Audubon over West Central Valley 65-51. Coon Rapids Bayard topping Exira EHK 37-32. Denison beat Carroll 67-62. It was Harlan over St. Albert 68-28. Kemper Catholic downing South Central Calhoun 60-24. Panorama over Jefferson Scranton 85-36. Villisca beat Essex 68-46. Walnut over Woodbine 49-37, Shenandoah edging Red Oak 42-40. In boys Saturday basketball, it was Walnut topping Woodbine 61-49, Red Oak beat Shenandoah 67-31, Kemper Catholic over South Central Calhoun 86-23, West Central Valley beat Audubon 60-45, Jefferson Scranton over Panorama 66-62, and Essex over Villisca 49-45. Well, Cincinnati says three of the basketball players involved in Saturday's brawl at the end of a game against 8th-ranked Xavier have been suspended 6 games each. The trio includes forward Yancey Gates, who punched at least 2 Musketeers players. One other Bearcat was suspended for 1 game. Xavier suspends 2 players for 4 games, 1 player for 2 games, and 1 other player for just 1 game. That fracas prompted the referees to call Xavier's 76-53 win with 9.4 seconds left on the clock. In top 25 college hoops on Sunday, number 16 Alabama beat Detroit 62-54. It was Murray State over number 21 Memphis 76-72, while number 24 Illinois topping Coppin State 80-63. In NBA news, the Los Angeles Lakers have finally managed to move Lamar Odom. The Lakers have shipped the forward and a second-round draft pick to the Dallas Mavericks for a first-round pick and an $8.9 million trade exception. The two teams moved swiftly to arrange the deal after the NBA blocked a trade that would have sent Odom to the Hornets and brought guard Chris Paul to Los Angeles. The transaction allows the Lakers to keep forward Pau Gasol while continuing to work on a possible trade for Orlando center Dwight Howard. Elsewhere around the league, the Trailblazers have signed the oldest active player in the NBA, 39-year-old Kurt Thomas. He averaged over 4 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist in 52 games, including 37 starts with Chicago last season. He's averaging over 8 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist over a 16-year career. David West's agent says the former New Orleans power forward is joining the Indiana Pacers. West had reconstructive surgery on his left knee April 12th and opted out of a deal 2.5 months later that would have paid him $7.5 million with the Hornets this season. The two-time All-Star is signing a 2-year contract worth $20 million with the Pacers. 9th overall draft pick Kemba Walker has signed with the Charlotte Bobcats. The 6'1" All-American guard led Connecticut to last season's national championship, and he was named the Final Four's most outstanding player. The Knicks have signed veteran guard Mike Bibby as a possible replacement for Chauncey Billups, who they released as an amnesty player Saturday. New York also re-signed forward Jared Jeffries and inked its 2 draft picks. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Iowa defensive coordinator Norm Parker says he's retiring after 13 seasons with the Hawkeyes. The 70-year-old Parker says in a statement released by the school that he's stepping down following Iowa's matchup with Oklahoma in the Insight Bowl on December 30th. The Hawkeyes have not yet said who will replace Parker. Iowa ranked in the top 10 nationally in scoring defense in 2008, 9, and 10 under Parker, who was recently named the Assistant Coach of the Year by the American Football Coaches Association. But Parker battled health issues last season and had his foot amputated in the fall of 2010 because of diabetes. Parker began his college coaching career in 1968. He's also made stops at Wake Forest, Minnesota, Illinois, East Carolina, Michigan State, and Vanderbilt. Joe Paterno fractured his pelvis again following a fall at his home, but he will not need surgery. That's according to a person close to the family. The former Penn State football coach is in a hospital and expected to make a full recovery. Paterno initially hurt his pelvis when he was blindsided on the sideline during preseason practice in August. Paterno turns 85 December 21st. He's also undergoing radiation and chemotherapy for what his family has said is a treatable form of lung cancer. In the NFL Sunday, Mark Sanchez threw two touchdown passes and ran for two more scores as the New York Jets kept pace in the AFC playoff race by cruising to a 37-10 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. The Jets, plagued by slow starts all season, got things started quickly in this one by scoring 28 points in the first half, and they were helped by an inept Chiefs offense that managed four total yards in the first two quarters. Shawn Green had a season-high 129 yards rushing and a score. San Antonio Holmes and LaDainian Tomlinson each caught touchdown passes for the Jets, who've won three straight and improved to 6-1 at home. Tyler Palco was sacked five times for the Jets in a miserable outing by the penalty-plagued Chiefs. That's a week after he earned his first victory as a starter. Elsewhere in NFL's Week 14 action, the Denver Broncos are atop the AFC West after another fourth-quarter comeback. The Broncos failed to score on their first 11 possessions and trailed 10-0 until Tim Tebow led three straight scoring drives and Matt Prater hit a pair of long field goals to lead a 13-10 overtime win against Chicago. The comeback began with a 10-yard scoring pass to Demaryius Thomas with just 2:08 left in regulation. Marion Barber failed to run out of bounds, which could have killed the clock at the end of the ball game, and then fumbled in overtime to give the ball back to the Broncos for their winning drive. He finished with 108 rushing yards and a touchdown for the 7-6 Bears, but he's still the GOAT. The 8-5 Broncos are a game up on Oakland for the AFC West lead. The Green Bay Packers are 13-0 following a 46-16 thrashing of the Raiders. Aaron Rodgers threw for 281 yards and a touchdown before he was taken out of the game, with Green Bay well ahead in the third quarter. San Francisco dropped to 10-3 as they blew a 19-7 lead in the second half in a 21-19 loss at Arizona. John Skelton threw a 3-yard TD pass to Andre Roberts with 11:50 left to put the Cards ahead to stay. The Texans will be playing in the postseason for the first time in franchise history as Houston beat Cincinnati 20-19 on a 6-yard touchdown pass by rookie T.J. Yates with 2 seconds left on the clock as they win the AFC South title. The New York Giants have regained control of their playoff destiny by scoring two touchdowns in the last 3:14 of a 37-34 win over Dallas. Brandon Jacobs scored the go-ahead TD in a 1-yard burst with 46 seconds left before D.J. Ware scored on the conversion. Elsewhere around the NFL, New England goes to 10-3 and a step closer to a postseason berth with a 34-27 win at Washington. Tom Brady threw two of his three TD passes to Rob Gronkowski, who set a single-season record for tight ends with his 14th and 15th touchdown receptions. The Ravens took another step towards securing a postseason berth, and the hapless Colts slipped a notch closer to matching one of the NFL's most dubious records. Terrell Suggs had 3 sacks and forced 3 fumbles as part of an overwhelming defensive performance by Baltimore in a 24-10 win that drops Indy to 0-13. Matt Ryan led Atlanta to another comeback victory over Carolina, keeping the Falcons in the playoff chase as Ryan threw two of his four TD passes in the fourth quarter, and Atlanta erased a 16-point deficit for a 31-23 victory, getting them to 8-5. Detroit improves to 8-5 and remains in the NFC wildcard hunt with just its third win in 8 games. Matthew Stafford threw 2 TD passes, and the Lions hung on to beat Minnesota 34-28. Philadelphia took advantage of 3 takeaways to score 24 points during a 9-minute span in the second quarter as they went on to post a 26-10 win at Miami. San Diego made it 2 straight wins since a 6-game skid as Ryan Matthews ran for 114 yards and Phillip Rivers threw for 240 and 3 scores as the Chargers hammered Buffalo 37-10. And Maurice Jones-Drew scored 4 times, setting the franchise record for career touchdowns, and the Jacksonville Jaguars scored 41 unanswered points to beat the turnover-prone Tampa Bay Buccaneers 41-14. Commissioner Roger Goodell says he's anxious for an agreement to allow human growth hormone testing in the NFL. Goodell spoke with reporters after hosting a fan forum at Ford Field before Sunday's game between the Detroit Lions and the Minnesota Vikings. The latest collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and the union includes a provision to begin testing players for HGH, but that's contingent on the union agreeing to the testing methods. The NFL Players Association has asked for more specific data, more scientific data, to prove the most popular test is reliable. In the NHL yesterday, just 2 games, it was Chicago in overtime over San Jose 3-2, while the New York Rangers beat Florida by a final of 6-1. And in golf, PGA champion Keegan Bradley and Brendan Steele shot a 13-under 59 in scramble play to become the first PGA Tour rookies to win the Franklin Templeton Shootout. After sharing the lead with Champions Tour golfers Mark Calcavecchia and Nick Price following the first round of modified alternate shot, they were 1 ahead of them after Saturday's better ball. Calcavecchia and Price carded a 61 in the final round and finished tied for second with Rory Sabatini and Jonathan Vegas, who shot 60. And Luke Donald finished third at the Dubai World Championships, and he becomes the first golfer ever to win the European and American money titles. Nearest rival Rory McIlroy needed to win the tournament to have a chance at overtaking the top-ranked Englishman. The Irishman tied for 11th place. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.